Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, ladies and gents. This is the Ray Program. Glad you are here. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails at raylucia.com. Don't forget, by the way, to download that BizTalk Radio app on your iPhone or your Android or whatever kind of phone you have. It's all free, and you get podcasts and listen whenever you're not in the car listening to your car radio. A lot on the agenda for this hour of Money Power. A bit of war of words between Jeremy Siegel, as he calls himself, the last bull standing, and Jeffrey Gundlach, who gave a speech a day or two ago in Florida entitled Tick, Tick, Tick. And you know what that's all about. So we're going to talk about that. Should you carry debt into retirement? That's on the docket. And what do you think the big-time experts at Vanguard and GMO and Morningstar and research affiliates are saying about the stock market heading into this year? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's guest-free, and I'm going to talk about all that good stuff right here, right now, and right on the Ray Revolution Show. But first, we say hi to Bobby Wooldridge. How you doing, Bob?
Have you been practicing your Beatles and getting that scream ready, right?
I haven't been practicing the Beatles, although I am getting the band back together.
Nice.
So anybody that happens to be in the San Diego area in a couple of Thursdays, come over to one of my favorite Italian restaurants. And we have a full-on band, but we're only going to do like two or three of us.
Just the acoustic set.
So kind of a semi-acoustic set. You know, once everybody's finished with dinner, we'll start rocking out because we don't want them getting sick listening to me sing again. But no, I decided, you know, I had a heart attack back a few months back, 6-7 months ago. And one of the things I promised myself when I was in the hospital, my wife and everybody else, you know, I'm going to, because it's all stress-related, evidently, according to the doctor. So I said, I'm going to do something that releases that stress. My wife said, well, what can you do? And I couldn't think of anything except music, because that's fun.
Yeah.
And you can scream, and even if you're crappy like me, it's still fun.
I like it.
And if you surround yourself with people that aren't crappy, they can, you know, overshadow your crappiness.
I like that. Very smart.
Yeah. So I called a couple of my buddies that are really, really good musicians. And, you know, they're good vocalists, too. And we're going to we'll do some Beatles.
Heck yeah.
And we'll do some Eagles in memory of Glenn Frey.
Nice.
And some Doobie Brothers.
Oof.
Maybe even some Beach Boys, although they're pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Jeremy Siegel, the Wharton finance professor. What is he saying about the stock market? Quote, am I the last bull standing? He was standing in front of a bunch of financial advisors at a conference just the other day, an ETF conference. Jeremy Siegel, by the way, is, I believe, a partner in WisdomTree ETF, so that would make sense why he would be there pitching his dividend, whatever, ETFs. which are quite good, by the way. There's nothing wrong with them. He joked that he feels like an endangered species because he was like the only bull in the entire conference. Now, for those that don't know Jeremy Siegel, he's been a bull for as long as he's been alive. The guy is never, ever bearish. He wrote the book Stocks for the Long Run. Now, yesterday, I talked a little about this. And remember, Bobby, I went into this diatribe on how 100% stock portfolio beat the pants off of a stock and bond allocation over long time periods. If you can have a long perspective, 30, 40 years, then yes, you should be a bull. What did I say to you, Bobby? Forget the bonds. You don't need them.
Yeah.
You got 30, 40 years. Stocks do better whether the market does well, medium, or poor. Even if the market does poor, 100% stock portfolio is better than a 50-50 or a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds over 40 years. Now, I haven't done much research on 40-year time horizons, but I've looked at 30-year time horizons, and I believe the worst 30 years since 1950 is very near a 10% rate of return. I know the worst 25-year period, because I have researched that, since 1950, for a 100% domestic stock portfolio as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500, is a 7.94% rate of return. Call it 8. That means if you put a dollar in the market today, and it happens to be the worst day you could have invested over the last, I don't know, 60 years, 65 years, and the markets in the future replicate what they've done in the last 65 years, then that dollar will double every 9 years, right? So if you are going to retire in 36 years, you double four times, right?
Yeah.
Nine times four, yeah, 30, double. So a dollar becomes $2, becomes $4, becomes $8, becomes $16. So $1 turns into 16 for Bobby Wooldridge. Now, that's not bad.
No.
First, get a dollar. Double Line CEO Jeffrey Gundlach, who also spoke at the conference, didn't seem to think that the markets are going to do well, and he is really upset with the Federal Reserve. Now, I got a little bit of Siegel and a little bit of Gundlach in me. While I, too, am an eternal optimist, long-term optimist for the stock market, I, like Gundlach, say, what up, Janet? What up? You didn't need to raise the interest rates. And I know a lot of people, Bill Gross, others, said, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I guess because they figure sooner or later she's going to need some ammo in the toolkit to lower interest rates. But what's interesting about that is Gundlach points to a couple of, very, very interesting statistic. Here's what he hammered home in that conference the other day about the Fed tightening and the risk of repeating the mistakes that other central bankers have made, such as Sweden Riksbank. What they did is they raised rates but had to reverse course. And Gundlach seems to think that the Fed may be following in their footsteps. Here's what he said. Because, you know, Europe has been going the opposite direction. Europe is cutting rates, cutting rates, cutting rates, QE, 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 like we were. But this is interesting. I found this fascinating. The difference in growth rates, he says, between the U.S. and Europe is marginal at best. We're growing at 2.2%. Europe's growing at 1.6%. Yet, the two regions have diametrically opposed monetary policies. We are hiking. The ECB is loosening. We're tightening. They're loosening. We're raising rates, they're lowering rates. Advantage, Europe. What did I say yesterday? If it were me, I would take an opportunity to rebalance back into European shares. I'm still not hot to trot in the emerging markets quite yet, but I'd probably still rebalance into them because this is a good time to be doing rebalancing. If we're tightening, that's usually not a fantastic sign for stocks going forward. Europe's loosening. What happened? Or excuse me, we're loosening. They're lowering interest rates. We're raising interest rates. All right, loose as a goose here. And what's happened with us? As we lowered interest rates over the last 7, 8, 9 years, what's happened to our stock market? Since March of 2009, it's been Katie bar the door. Nothing but up. Even last year, when everybody said, well, the S&P went down 2%. No, it didn't. It went down 1.3 or whatever percent. But when you added in the dividends, it actually made money. I don't know. I'd like a bad year to be a plus year. It's okay with me. Anyway, inflation, he says, in the U.S. is below much of the rest of the developed world, further undermining the case for tighter monetary policy. Isn't that what the Fed's supposed to do? They're supposed to look at inflation and say, oh, if we're going to have inflation, we better tighten. We better raise it. We don't have it. How much are your Social Security payments going up in 2016 due to the inflation COLA, the cost of living adjustment? Let me think for a minute. Zero. Zero. What does that mean? There ain't a whole lot of inflation out there. Not enough to get you a raise if you're on social. Stick around. More talk when we come back.
Hey, folks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Ready, baby. Man, you want to talk about a voice. Listen to this guy. See, now, if I could do this, yeah, if I could do that, I wouldn't be here today. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. One of the greats of all time, Freddie Mercury. He's gone, too, unfortunately. All right, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show. I didn't know we were going to talk music today, but every time I hear that song, it's like gives me chills. And it's not because of the, what was the stupid movie that they played that song in? Wayne's World, yeah. That was a really dumb movie. Anyway, we're talking about what some of the experts are saying about the stock market going forward. I've probably gotten a dozen emails in the last week or so. People saying, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, what do I know? I have always preached, just stay with your strategy. And Jeremy Siegel makes some very, very interesting points. Now, yes, he is a perma bull over the long run, as well we all should be. He doesn't believe in market timing. But since I got a chance to review some of his notes from the speech he gave the other day, here's what he said. Since 1802, long-term real yearly returns for equities, real, whenever you hear the term real return, that's after inflation. So real return's been about 6.7%. That's what you can actually spend. So if inflation is 2.3%, then the nominal gross, if you will, rate of return, about 9%. So you can make your own judgment as to what you think inflation's going to be going forward. I would say 2 to 2.5%, but that's me. And I would plan accordingly. Some people think it's going to be significantly higher. Some think we're going to have deflation. Ah, go figure. Well, how do I know? In either event, he says, in addition, bonds are looking at a 3.5% real return. Or excuse me, that's what they've been historically. I would suggest to you that neither one of those are, I think both would be fantasy looking forward over the course of the next decade. Because as I said, with a 2.5% or a 3% inflation rate, that would get you to double digits for stocks, and it would get you to 5-6% for bonds. That's just not going to happen. Not in my world, maybe in Wayne's world, but not mine. Commodities, he says, have little to no return. It's true. Commodities are more trading instruments. Remember what I said yesterday? Gold, commodities, that sort of thing. Those are insurance policies. You don't buy insurance as an investment. You buy it as a fail-safe, don't you? Right? I'm not buying a life insurance policy because I'm planning on dying and that's going to be a really good internal rate of return. Well, sometimes I might. There are instances where a life insurance policy can be a pretty good investment. You just don't like talking about it because it takes death in order for it to come to fruition. But Siegel stressed that going forward, we're going to see lower rates of return than average. And this is what bugs me about a lot of these computer programs and financial planners that just plug in data. It's like I said to you a little bit ago, Bobby, you know, at 7.94%, your money's going to double every 9 years, and that dollar turns into 16 bucks. And while all of that is true, that's if you bought and held and never spent a penny over the next 36 years. But that's not real life. That's not the way real life works. Something comes up, you need to tap into your portfolio. Somebody gets sick, somebody dies, who knows what? Stuff happens. And so therefore, you have to have a strategy in place that allows you to take some of the money and leave it alone for 20, 30, 40 years. So he stressed, we're going to see lower returns going forward. We're entering a period of lower returns for stocks and bonds and other asset classes. Equity returns from 2000 to 2015 were only 2.6%, though globally 4.5%. Wow. There's a 15-year period where equities, U.S. domestic equities, did, according to Siegel, 2.5%. A diverse portfolio, probably a little bit more than that. A global portfolio, 4.5%. Nowhere near the 7.94% that I quoted. But remember, that was over a 25-year period. What have I said about 15-year periods? You have to assume break even as a worst case. And we almost experienced a worst case the last 15 years. Crazy, huh? 2.6% from 2000 through 2015. Well, yeah, you had the 2000 through 2002 massive decline. Then you have the late 2007 to early 2009, worst recession since the Great Depression decline, peak to trough 57%. And when you have those kinds of losses, it's going to dampen the impact of your long-term returns, which is why you have to look at a couple of things. Number one, holding stocks long-term. Remember I said 15 years is the absolute minimum? This is why. But then I've also said adding other alternative asset classes makes sense, like real estate, like those insurance policies we talk to Mr. Pastula about all the time that don't go down and value, that give you an asset class from which to derive an income stream if you need it on a guaranteed basis. Like being able to convert some of that safe guaranteed money into a lifetime income stream, which lowers your 4% rule to a 2.5% or a 3% rule, sustaining your income longer in retirement. There's a reason we talk about this stuff. The median price to earnings ratio over the past 60 years has been about 16.8. It peaked at 30 during the tech boom in 2000, and you know what happened after that. We're a little bit above that right now at about 17. So it's not that prices are grossly overvalued, but I will say this. There's a whole lot of people that are bearish. The bearish indicator as of August was the worst since the Lehman Brothers collapsed. Now, for those that are market watchers, you know that when the market is bearish, that tends to be a bullish time for stocks. All right? So we don't know what's going to happen. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the experts think are going to happen, and then I'll give you my take. And then we'll also get to some emails here. Meanwhile, a little more Freddie going out. We'll be back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
biztalkradio.com.
You know, I don't put a lot of credence in market prognosticators and forecasters. But when you go to a whole bunch of smart ones and a lot of them are saying the same things, it does give you some pause. And why, in my humble opinion, we have to tamp down a little bit our expectations. And this is why when you plug stuff into a calculator, it can be extremely deceiving. I know there's a radio talk show host that talks about putting your money in growth stock mutual funds and earning 12%. It's not going to happen, folks. That is not going to happen. And if you play with a calculator like I do, well, let's do that real quick, Bobby. Because most of the experts are saying, you know what? We don't think stocks are going to do 12. We don't think they're going to do 10. A lot of them are in the 6 to 8% range nominal. But let's just say over the next 20 years, you've got $100,000 and you earn, I don't know, 6% on it for 20 years. Write this number down, Bob. That's $320,000. That's 6%. If you earned 12% on it, that's $964,000. That's triple the amount of money. So do you see where that can skew what your level of optimism or pessimism may be? If you throw some bonds into the mix, the numbers go down even more. So let's explore what some of these gurus are actually saying about the stock market going forward, and then I'll give you my take on what I think you might be able to do. First off, we know that what's been touted as the long-term average, nominal, not real after inflation, 10% stocks, 5% for bonds. Go to the bank on this. It ain't happening. I know I don't do prognostication, but in particular bonds. How bonds over the next decade can generate 5% is beyond me when your starting point is a 2% yield on a 10-year treasury. What's John C. Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, have to say? 6% nominal non-inflation adjusted equity returns during the next decade, 3% bond returns, about half of what the historical averages have been. Now, this is a smart guy. He's been around a long, long time. GMO, we've talked about Jeremy Grantham in the past. Here's what he has to say. A negative 2.1% U.S. large cap real inflation adjusted return over the next 7 years and a negative 0.9% real return for bonds. Let me tell you why this is really serious. Now, first off, the guys at GMO have been perma bears. They're always perennially bearish. But here's what they've had to say. Viewing broad market valuations as frothy, the firm is forecasting flat or negative real returns over the next, that's 7 years. They do a 7 year, not a 10 year forecast. The others are 10 years. But they do think that emerging markets are forecasting a 4.1% real return. Volatility? Absolutely. Should you have some in your portfolio? Absolutely. GMO's outlook, not rosy for bonds. They're not thinking that the bond market is going to do much, as I said, a negative 0.9% real rate of return. So I think if you're in that camp, you want to be looking at alternative asset classes. One of the things they are high on is timber. And we've talked about that many times on this program. An investment in timber, they're expecting, I believe it was a 7% nominal rate of return. Supply-demand economics, and the fact that timber is unaffected by market declines. In other words, if the market declines, even if the price of lumber goes down, you don't have to cut down a tree, do you? And the tree is going to grow biologically. Now, I know it's hard to find timber. It's an asset class that requires a lot of due diligence and some sophistication for sure. But you can keep that in mind, along with real estate as other asset classes where you might be able to generate a better inflation-adjusted rate of return. I'll talk more about real estate in a minute. John Peters, Morningstar Director of Equity Income Strategy. Nominal return, 6 to 7% for U.S. stocks, 4 to 5% for the Standard & Poor's 500. Real return over the next few decades, not years, decades. So now when you're plugging those numbers in, or your broker or financial planner plugging in those 8, 10, or the guy on the radio, 12% returns, understand that there's a whole lot of people, perhaps smarter than those of us that are on the radio, saying, eh, I don't think so. This is why we have 4% rules and 2.8% rules and strategies surrounding that. And why we have discussed lifetime income strategies where you can take a 7% distribution regardless of what the market does. Yeah, you can do that. You can find somebody that'll do that for you, depending on your age and so forth. Talk to your advisor. Matt Coffina, Morningstar Equity Strategist. He opined that the equity market would be unlikely to return more than 6 to 8% over the long run. Why? Because the E in PE, price to E earnings ratio, earnings have declined. Now, you don't want to sell out tremendous U.S. ingenuity, but let's face it, we've squeezed a lot of the profitability out of corporations with cost cutting over the last several years. How much more can we cut costs? Now, because of some of these super high valuations in the S&P, like Netflix and Amazon and so forth, there may be some room with other stocks. And it's why I said, I think it was in another hour, that I would continue to look at dividend payers, value stocks, and reinvesting that dividend would tend to make a lot of sense, in particular if the market suffers some kind of a decline. Morningstar Investment Management, 4 to 5% 10-year nominal returns after inflation, it's a couple of percent. 2.6% nominal returns for U.S. bonds. Yep, I'm with them. I mean, if you can only get 2% in a 10-year treasury, and interest rates are likely to be going up over the next 10 years, how are you going to get more than the coupon on a bond? Hold the bond till it matures. It pays 2.6. You'll earn 2.6. Nope, the bond market is not the place to be. I prefer fixed indexed annuities and lifetime income strategies and perhaps emerging market debt. Some of the folks here I'm in agreement with on the emerging market debt. But you can't get carried away there because you never know. One of these emerging markets could default. Who knows? So, you don't want to put more than 10, 20% of your total debt positions in emerging market. Just like you don't want to put more than 10, 20% of your equity positions in emerging markets. It's dicey, folks. It is dicey out there. Research affiliates, a 1.1% real return for large caps. Wow. They're a little more optimistic on the MSCI EFA index, 5.3% real return. Foreign markets developed, 7.9% for emerging markets. So 5.3 and 7.9. Yeah, if you want to protect yourself, you want to diversify your holdings and buy the stuff that looks ugly right now. Yeah, emerging markets look real ugly. China looks real ugly. But over the next decade or so, may not
look as ugly. Charles Schwab, 6.3% nominal returns. Let's see if I got one more here. Vanguard, nominal return 6-8% during the next decade, 2.5%, 2% for global fixed income. All right, before I get to the emails, I'll give you a little look-see into what my brain is thinking about with respect to how you should manage this, because it's not easy. And I spent almost 40 years helping people do this, and I can tell you it's quite the conundrum, even for somebody that's been doing this for a long, long time. Stick around. We'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Okay, I'm going to steal a little bit of time from the email segment to explain what I would do, because for the last three segments, I've been talking about what the experts are saying about the stock and bond markets going forward. And it ain't pretty, especially if you're already retired and living off of your investments. You're getting ready to retire, 5-10 years away from retirement. You start hearing about 2-3% returns, and you go, how am I going to survive if I want to take a 4% distribution plus inflation? How am I going to survive? Well, I learned about a decade and a half ago from the Ibbotson folks, Ibbotson Morningstar, that you, if you annuitize 50%, I'm not recommending this, by the way. I'll come back in just a second. But let's give you an oversimplified version. I drew this out for those on TV. If you had $1 million portfolio, right? And I'm not sure that, you know, we need to use $1 million. It'd be $100,000, it'd be $10 million. The numbers work the same. If you annuitize 50%, you take $500,000, you can probably put that into a joint life annuity, depending on your age, and get about $30,000 per year. If you did one of these Super Whiz Bang index annuities that also had some potential for inflation protection, that's even better. So if you did that and you wanted $40,000, that'd be a 4% distribution on $1 million. You got 30 grand of it coming from the lifetime income annuity. What did the Ibbotson data tell us? You have a 97% chance you ain't never running out of money. I like those odds. I like the odds. Without the annuity, your chances drop down into the 70s. Not good. So the other 500,000 now, and we learned this from the FRC study, just put it all in the stock market. Put the rest of the money in the stock market, because I need 10 grand more. 30 grand from the annuity, 10 grand from my stocks. The dividend yield is 2-3% in the stock market. So even though I said I don't like taking dividends, let's just assume that you did, and that money is going to last you 25 years, all right? And let's pretend that, just for the sake of discussion, the stock market, ex dividends, because you spent them, earned, what do you think, 5.5%? Split the difference? Okay. So let's say that $500,000 that you just put in, you didn't touch the principal, all you did was take the dividends out, and that covered that $10,000 shortage plus a little bit for inflation, because the dividend yield is going to keep hopefully going up. You have $500,000. You died 25 years from now. You earned 5.5% on the money. Bingo, there's $1.9 million that you leave your kids. You only had to take a distribution of 2% on the equity portfolio. The statistical data supporting a 2% distribution is very clear, very clear. You have nothing to worry about in terms of running out of money. So 25 years have gone by. You got hit by a truck, or you died naturally. I don't know, maybe you're 80 or 90 years old at that point. How much is the portfolio worth? It's worth $1.9 million. So you started with $1 million. I plugged that in to the calculator. You finished with $1.9 million. 25 years later, which is a 2.6% inflation component. So if inflation averages what I think it might average, what a lot of people are thinking, 2.5% over the next 25 years, you would be leaving your heirs or heirs, depending on how you say it, you would be leaving your heirs as rich as you are today, having taken no risk on 75% of your income needs. Low risk on the other 25%, because the dividend yield alone in the stock market would cover that. Now, I said I wouldn't do that necessarily. For me, I would probably lighten up on the annuity and look for alternative assets. So maybe I might do 25% in the annuity and 25% in alternative income classifications that would get me a similar yield, but perhaps some upside. Now, I'm more risk tolerant than many people. You would have to be more risk tolerant to do it my way. Real estate, for example. Could I find a 6% cap on a piece of real estate? Yes. But if it's one piece of real estate and one tenant and the tenant moves out, holy cow, I got a problem. So would I be willing to accept that risk? Probably. Should you be willing to accept that risk? Well, maybe. Maybe not. If you didn't care so much about the inheritance, you could dip into the stocks, for 2, 3, 4, 5 years while the real estate turned around. Yeah, you could do that. Maybe leave the kids $1.2 million instead of $1.9 million. Or maybe you leave them $3 million because the stock market does so well on the rebound. Remember, I just assume stocks doing 5.5% plus a 2% dividend. That's a 7.5% return. Now, I understand there's sequence risk and all that stuff, but the sequence risk will not impact you nearly as much when you're taking a 2% distribution than when you're taking a 4 or a 5% distribution. So that's what I would do to manage the risk of the stock market not meeting the expectations of the past. Okay, quick emails, Bobby. Catherine, Las Vegas. My mother is 65 and is employed, making approximately $27,000 a year. She has a pension and will be receiving Social Security of $1,000 a month. Where should she invest $1,000? An IRA, a Roth, mutual funds, etc. She's going to continue working and does not need the money in the near future. Well, she's in a very low tax bracket if that's all she's making. If she's in the 15% bracket, I'd put the money in a Roth because it's good for her and it's good for you when you inherit that money. In other words, she's not going to derive any significant benefit by putting it into a deductible IRA if she's making $27,000 and $1,000 in Social Security. She's in a low tax bracket. So stick with the Roth IRA. That's the best thing to do.
And should she just delay if she doesn't need that $1,000?
It's a good annuity if she delays, you bet. She's 65. She could delay until late. Bobby, that's very good. Yeah, Bobby Wu.
I did it.
she would get about an 8% higher income payment and reduce the tax impact on her Social Security. Bobby Woodridge, not bad, buddy.
Shooting from the hip over here.
You're doing a good job. I don't have time to get to Evan in Fort Lauderdale or Art in Plainview, but maybe we'll get to you next hour or on a different hour here on the Ray Lucia Show. If you'd like to email me, go to the email bag right now. Email at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Just simply click on the Ask Ray button. Don't forget to download the app, the Biz Talk radio app for your iPhone, your Android. You can listen whenever you're not in your car listening to your favorite radio station. You can also get the podcasts on the Business Talk radio application. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.